Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So I have this story out of this is England.
Okay. Jolly old England.
This man's name is Carl Peters, okay? He's the owner.
Oh, Carl.
I've never seen this or heard of this.
Okay.
But we need to discuss it.
Talk to me, Carl.
Carl has banned solo drinkers from entering his business.
What the hell? Really?
Yes.
Huh. I'm going to need... already, I'm questioning the validity of this whole thing. So you just... You can't sit... You can't belly up by yourself at a bar and have a frothy pint of
You cannot.
Guinness.
Not at Alibi.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think. Is this, like, too many, like, power male drinkers coming in and harassing female clientele, or...?
He says it's in order to mitigate risk... It's not safe, quote. It's our job to maintain the license, make sure everyone is safe, mitigate risk wherever we can. It's pretty straightforward. And to me, this is a standard procedure, he said on Instagram. He revealed that he has faced fury from the controversial new policy in a video posted to Instagram in early November. He said, I won't apologize for prioritizing people's welfare, safety when they come to Alibi. That is literally the number one priority for us. He says he was confronted outside the bar late at night, but a man enraged over the new sign hanging near the door. It says, no single entry after 9 p.m. Alibi does not permit single entry.
Wow.
Dress code, no sportswear, trackies, as they call them there.
Yeah.
No Stone Island, no ripped frayed jeans, no baseball caps, no roadman vibes.
Wow.
Whatever that means.
So he's got a lot of rules, not just one. God.
So he's trying to make a country club bar sort of thing?
What is he?
He says a majority of solo customers are usually unflattering to be around and bothering the other guests. He says, I understand that some people don't agree with the policy, but in a way I sort of don't care because this literally comes up maybe once or twice a month at the door, and it's usually someone drunk at midnight wandering around trying to find somewhere to go.
Huh. Well, I mean, it's your bar. You can do whatever you want with it. And I don't know what the bar scene is over there, but I mean, I got three or four bars that I go to on a regular basis. And I would say that, I don't know, half of the clientele are single guys coming in. I would say the vast majority of times, it's probably 50-50 because I have one guy that I drink with a lot, but the other times it's me.
Now, this is going to depend on where your bar is located.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that, you know, I've worked at bars where, you know, buckle up when you get the local single guy.
Sure.
He's a mess.
Yes. And by the way, we've all been to a bar where we know, in fact, one of the bars that I go to that I'm a regular at, I know who that guy is. And yes, he is, if he sits down next to you, one, he stinks. He reeks of cigarettes and poor decisions. That dude is annoying. And, you know, it sucks because he won't leave you alone. He will not take a hint.
Nope.
If he bellies up next to you, you're like, cheapest. But that's one guy out of the 30 that wander in that night that's like that.
So he says, in a late night, busy bar environment, it's an absolute nightmare for us to deal with. The policy was meant to create a safer environment for the groups inside the nightclub atmosphere and protect the business from fines. It is only after 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, you should be able to wander in there, I would think.
I mean, shouldn't you? I understand that there's a lot going on, but it is the bartender's job, Rob. You can speak to this to, like, you know, survey what's going on while you're making drinks. You're not just doing one thing to make sure your customers are safe. This kind of character they're trying to keep out, I feel like it would be pretty easy to spot. Like, you don't have to have a sign. You just have to have somebody like, hey, get this idiot out of
here. That's kind of what he said. He said, listen, this only comes up once or twice, and it's usually the drunk, stumbling local guy at midnight. Yeah. And we know him, and we don't let him in.
Yeah.
Well, then why do you need a sign?
Well, I mean, this guy, obviously, and there may be circumstances, because he's saying no tracksuits, no ripped, torn. I mean, you're basically saying, I don't like the way you look. Get out of my bar. And that's, I don't know, I think that's a dangerous... That's dangerous territory. Now we're just making judgments based on what you look like about whether or not you can come into the bar. I'll tell you this.
Well, dress codes are nothing, I mean, new.
At bars?
Yeah, just at places. I mean, I think what he's trying to do is create... I'm guessing this is probably in a dumpy environment. He's trying to create a higher class clientele.
I'd say if a bar I drank at, that sign was posted, I would never go back to that bar. I'd be like, cool, man, you know, good luck to you, but I would not choose to spend money at that bar, whether I was with someone or not. We're cool. Like, that's, that would bother me immensely. Because now you're just, again, you're passing a judgment. You're saying because once or twice a month, some dip-ass comes in that can't handle his crap, therefore, I am not good enough to come and drink at your bar. Nah, I'm good, man.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to the idiots, you know, the few bad ones ruining it for the rest of the good ones. That's just like, come on, stop it.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Yeah, it's a bar.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get in a bar.
No.
It's kind of the point, right? You go to a bar to let loose.
Some and people get a little handsy.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, or most of the time, they should and probably do get punched for that. So, don't do it.
This one's at Suquez Roadman vibes, I think. What is a Roadman, by the way? I don't know if I'm putting out Roadman vibes or not. I don't know what that is.
When I think of that, I think of maybe like a truck driver type look.
Mm.
Just passing through kind of deal.
Yeah, just passing through. Going to grope some ladies on my way to the next town.
It says, Roadman vibes refers to the culture and style associated with UK street culture. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Oh, is this urban, like hooliganism?
Uh-oh. In urban areas, this sounds...
Uh-oh.
This sounds like black culture.
Uh-oh.
As I'm reading through this, associated with urban street culture, particularly in urban areas like London, characterized by specific fashion, including tracksuits, puffer jackets, sports brands, often combined with street slang.
Sports brands? Come on, man.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, baggy, oversized clothing, tracks. Dude, this sounds...
Yikes.
Baseball caps backwards or sideways. Dude, this sounds like you don't want black people in your bar. F that guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, seriously, that's...
So I can't wear my hat backwards. Like... One of my favorite baseball players of all time in Ken Griffey Jr.
Turn it around, bitch.
No. Yeah, that's, F you,
I told you,
bitch.
You dumb bitch. Yeah, that's a little... Like, I thought Rodman, like you said, So, first off, no, I'm not putting out Rodman vibes.
No, the opposite, actually.
The opposite. Yeah, I thought Rodman guys might be kind of more, like you said, kind of a, you know, trucker, you know, biker sort of thing. But, yeah, that's a bit different. Yeah, the types of music, it's definitely kind of, it's their hip-hop. They're saying we can kind of compare it to maybe like what we call maybe trap or gangster rap music over here.
You know, hot take, but not that hot, and something that people really don't talk about much. They are a lot more racist in Europe than they are in America. Like, we are not that bad on the spectrum. We're bad, but show me a bar owner that's doing this here.
They're out.
Schultzy, have you been anywhere south in our country?
Oh, of course.
Have you been to Alabama?
Look, humans are humans, okay? Yes.
That's fair. Yeah. Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we did go through that. I remember we went through this. I'm thinking of Kansas City. When I was bartending there, I bartended at a bar district called Westport, which is kind of the old school bar district now. Back then, it was the place to go.
Sure.
And they had this
ethics.
They had a lot of people coming in, you started to have metal detectors. You had a lot of people coming in that were not from around there, from the outskirts or the bad part of town, and they don't spend their money in there. They're just hanging around in there.
Sure.
They're just hanging around in groups.
Causing problems.
There are shootings. Yeah. There's all this. And so they were just like, well, what do we do? So they ended up kind of barricading it off and putting up metal detectors, and that, of course, scares, you know, soccer mom, and she doesn't want to go down there. You know, this is not a new thing. The way he's going about it is certainly interesting.
Sure,
but it's just it's just been going on for a long time.
Yeah, and again, to be fair, maybe he is in an area where it is nonstop, but it doesn't sound like that. He said it only happens once or twice a month.
I think the guy just wants his
bar
club
to be
a certain way, and he's going about it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's how I would.
He's trying.
That's my read on.
I can
all
see
this.
That he's trying to cultivate who he wants to be in.
A lot of bar owners want to do that.
Sure.
And you have to be careful about that. But at the same time,
well, and you can do that too.
It's a bar.
You can do that with the way you set up your bar. Certainly makes a difference on the clientele that goes there.
Absolutely.
The location of your bar, the decor of your bar, the price of your drinks, the food quality that you have. No one's gonna. No offense. No one's walking into the Slammer Tavern and is like, well,
taking shots at the Slammer?
Not at all. It's a great dive bar. But you're going into a place and you look at the food menu and it's Salisbury Steak Hungry Man, and the walls are spray painted and the toilet may or may not have a seat on the can. Like, you know, like, no one's walking into that bar and being like, I feel like we need to have collared shirts. Whereas if you go into maybe a high-end cocktail bar, like if you go over to the Whiskey Lounge, you're not walking in there in a Who's Farted t-shirt, right? Like there's certain.
I might.
You know, no,
no Jeff Rust apparel allowed.
No, like you go up into like Departure on a Friday night. You know, the fact that the cocktails are $26 are going to eliminate half the people that you don't want up there. So there is an element that you can do this without your weird, no singles after nine. Like you often set the tone of your bar, by the setup of it. This guy, I don't know. I still think this guy kind of sounds like a douche.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.